the full spectrum of symptoms in depression. Depression is not merely a disorder of low mood. It is a multidimensional syndrome that affects almost every domain of human functioning. Emotional, cognitive, behavioral, biological, interpersonal, and existential. While diagnostic manuals focus on a limited set of core symptoms for reliability, real patients often present with a much wider and more complex symptom profile. Understanding the entire symptom spectrum is crucial for accurate diagnosis, severity assessment, differential diagnosis, treatment planning, and psychoeducation. Affective, emotional symptoms, depressed mood, persistent sadness, emptiness, or low mood, often described as a heavy feeling, a dark cloud, a constant ache inside. Maybe worse in the morning, diurnal variation. In some patients, sadness is absent, replaced by emotional numbness, anhedonia, reduced or absent ability to experience pleasure, includes consummatory anhedonia, not enjoying activities, anticipatory anhedonia, not looking forward to activities. One of the most specific symptoms of depression, emotional numbness, feeling flat, blank, or emotionally dead. Inability to feel joy, love, grief, or excitement, often more distressing than sadness itself. Hopelessness, pervasive sense that things will not improve. The future is bleak, strongly associated with suicidal risk. Helplessness, feeling unable to influence events or outcomes. Nothing I do makes a difference. Excessive guilt. Disproportionate guilt about minor or imagined failures can be past-focused. I ruined everyone's life. Moral. I am a bad person. Shame and self-loathing. Deep sense of worthlessness. Global negative self-evaluation rather than guilt about actions. Cognitive symptoms. Negative cognitive bias. Selective focus on failures, losses, and threats. Discounting positives. Anyone could do that. Pessimistic thinking, negative view of self. I am useless. World, everything is unfair. Future, nothing will ever change. Rumination. Repetitive, passive dwelling on distress. Why am I like this? Loops. Strong predictor of chronicity and relapse. Impaired concentration, difficulty reading, following conversations, or making decisions. Often mistaken for ADHD or early dementia in older adults. Indecisiveness, even minor choices feel overwhelming. Fear of making the wrong decision. Memory complaints, subjective forgetfulness, reduced working memory. Often reversible with treatment. Pseudo-dementia. Overgeneralization, single failure interpreted as total failure. I failed once, I always fail. Psychomotor symptoms. Psychomotor, retardation, slowed speech, movement, and thinking. Long response latencies, reduced facial expression. Psychomotor agitation, inner restlessness, pacing, hand wringing, inability to sit still. Often associated with anxiety and higher suicide risk. Behavioral symptoms. Social withdrawal. Avoidance of friends, family, and social activities may be misinterpreted as disinterest or arrogance. Reduced activity levels, neglect of hobbies and daily routines, staying in bed for long periods, poor self-care, reduced grooming, hygiene, and dressing, particularly prominent in severe depression. Procrastination and avoidance tasks feel overwhelming. Leads to secondary stressors, work, finances, reduced initiative. I know what I should do, but I can't start. Biological and neurovegetative symptoms. Sleep disturbances, insomnia, difficulty falling asleep. Early morning awakening hypersomnia, especially in atypical depression. Non-restorative sleep, appetite and weight changes, reduced appetite and weight loss, or increased appetite, carbohydrate craving, weight gain, fatigue and low energy, persistent exhaustion. Not relieved by rest, often described as bone-deep tiredness, a reduced libido, decreased sexual desire and arousal, often worsens self-esteem and relationships, circadian rhythm disruption, morning worsening of symptoms, altered hormonal rhythms, cortisol, melatonin, somatic and physical symptoms, unexplained aches and pains, headaches, back pain, joint pain, often multiple and diffuse gastrointestinal symptoms. Constipation, abdominal discomfort, appetite-related complaints, autonomic symptoms, palpitations, dry mouth, sweating dizziness, heightened bodily awareness, excessive focus on physical sensations, can mimic medical illness, somatization, motivational and drive-related symptoms, loss of drive, reduced goal-directed behavior. Tasks feel meaningless or pointless, volition, marked difficulty, initiating or sustaining effort, reduced reward, sensitivity, even achievements fail to motivate, interpersonal symptoms, increased interpersonal sensitivity, easily hurt or offended, fear of rejection, dependence or excessive reassurance, seeking, needing constant validation, yet unable to feel reassured, irritability, especially prominent in adolescents. Men may present instead of sadness, relationship strain, withdrawal, emotional unavailability, misunderstood by family as laziness, existential and meaning-related symptoms, loss of meaning, life feels empty or pointless. What is the point of living? Nihilistic thinking, belief that nothing has value or significance, loss of identity, I don't recognize myself anymore. Suicidal and death-related symptoms, passive death wishes, I wish I wouldn't wake up. Suicidal ideation, thoughts of ending one's life may range from fleeting to persistent suicidal planning. Specific methods, timing, preparation, self-harm, behaviors, cutting, burning, overdosing, may occur without clear suicidal intent. Morbid preoccupation, obsessive thoughts about death, funerals, or dying. Psychotic symptoms, in severe depression, mood congruent delusions, guilt, I caused a disaster. Nihilism, my organs have stopped working. Poverty, we are ruined. Hallucinations, auditory voices criticizing or condemning, usually congruent with depressive themes. Variations across age groups. Symptoms across age groups tend to follow typical patterns. Children, irritability, behavioral problems, somatic complaints, decline in school performance, adolescents risk-taking, substance use, emotional volatility, elderly somatic focus, cognitive slowing, pseudo-dementia, reduced emotional expression. Conclusion. The symptoms of depression extend across emotional, cognitive, behavioral, biological, interpersonal, and existential domains. All these dimensions should be evaluated. Restricting assessment to limited diagnostic checklists risks under recognition, misdiagnosis, and incomplete treatment.